listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. You just heard the last single from Black Country Communion, Stay Free. And, you know, it's a special night tonight because we've been playing on the air a single from the latest Joe Bonamassa triple LP album, B.B. King's Blues Summit, celebrating the King of the Blues 100. It's got some of the biggest stars in rock and roll and blues. And Joe Bonamassa is coming to Pittsburgh to the Benedum Saturday, March 7th. Thrilled to have him on the radio with us tonight. Joe, welcome to Quartz in Session.
Thank you for having me. I don't believe I've ever been interviewed by a DJ that is also a criminal defense attorney by day, DJ blues fanatic by night. This is a first for me, so I'm very excited to be on the program.
And you've got a permanent retainer with my office, so there you go. If you ever get in trouble,
I have a question for you. I had a friend whose father was a criminal defense attorney. How many Rolexes do you have? How many do you have? Meaning, how many times have you taken payment via watch versus cash?
I'm actually an AP guy, if you ask.
And Joe, okay. Well, how many APs do you have?
Your Honor, no comment.
No comment.
And Joe, such a pleasure to have you on the show. Terrific for me because I'm a lifelong fan, like so many of our listeners. Want to start out tonight's interview with asking you to tell the terrific story of you buying your first blues record, because it really hit home when I first heard this.
Well, like all good Roman Catholic kids, we have our first communion when we were about 7.
That's right.
And there's a bit of a party, especially in the Italian side of the family. There's a party that's thrown, and there's a bit of an honorarium given, in envelopes. Now, having attended my niece's bat mitzvah, my first communion take was paled in comparison to what a modern day honorarium is when it comes to bat mitzvahs, bar mitzvahs, and so on. But I ended up getting about $200. Now, this is in 1984, which was a lot of money. You know, it's still a lot of money, but back in 1984, I was like Mr. Burns. I thought I had lifelong wealth. And I was allowed to spend some of it. I was allowed to go to the record store, and I was allowed to go to the music store. Now, on the music side of it, I went and I bought a Crybaby wah-wah pedal that, for those of you who don't know, imagine Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Kirk Hammett. Everybody's used the wah-wah pedal. And I was allowed to buy that for $59.99, and then I was allowed to spend about $20 at the Camelot Music Store at the mall, and I bought two albums. One was the Steve Morris Introduction Record, which is a fantastic album. Cruise Missile being one of the great tracks off of that. And the other one was, because I was interested in the blues, my father pointed me in the direction of B.B. King Live at the Regal. And that record changed my life and has led me to this conversation. Because, you know, without that record, I probably would not have gone down the pathway of being a blues player and being, being a lifelong musician. I mean, that really changed things for me.
So we've got a lot to be grateful for with B.B. King, besides just his music, but bringing you to our lives.
Well, you know, that's back when records could change people's trajectory and music. And I saw something today, it disturbed me slightly, because when music becomes something that's clickable, meaning I put out a chorus of a song to see if anybody's interested. That, to me, that takes away the danger. Sometimes you have to challenge the audience. Sometimes you have to tell them, you know, I was you know, it was a TikTok artist that was talking about how, like, I don't finish songs unless I know it's going to go viral. Like, BB never had that. BB just shot from the hip and played what he wanted, and it was not going for a hit. It was going for just great music that soothed the soul, and that's why I really loved him, you know, and really loved working, you know, with him over the years, and, you know, obviously being a fan.
Well, let's talk about this amazing record, B.B. King's Blues Summit 100, Celebrating the King of the Blues. You have amazing artists on every song and multiple ones on different songs. I've got it on CD. Next week, I'll have it on vinyl. It has not left, since it's a double CD, my home CD player or my car CD player. Tell us about how these artists came about being on the album and how you chose these different artists for the different songs.
Well, we had a wish list and a song list, and my co-producer Josh Smith, we put together a song list and a wish list, and we were about 90% simpatico on all of it, and we just started pitching to our friends. I mean, like this wasn't like, you know, no offense to our wonderful publicist, John. This wasn't a thing where I'm going to call your people and you call my people. It was more, very much more organic, where these are my friends. I call them, you know, I people go, how'd you get Eric Clapton? I go, I texted him and to see if he was interested. And he was, you know, so it was just, the biggest challenge of the record when it came to the guests was the time frame, meaning we had 9 months to get the record out. We had nine from the time we started, which we got a late start on it, and we had a hard date of September 25th, 2025, which was B.B. King's 100th birthday. So we managed to get everyone in by September 3rd. And just barely got under the wire, and we started releasing tracks on his birthday. So, again, this kind of thing is a labor of love. It's not a financially beneficial, endeavor, but it's something that had to be done for him.
And that is amazing. Well, let's play something from that labor of love. This is Joe Bonamassa from the new album with a couple friends of his that you may have heard of. With Eric Clapton and Chaka Khan, this is The Thrill Is Gone, WRCT, 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. tuning in, we've got Joe Bonamassa on the radio with us tonight. He's coming to the Benedum Saturday, March 7th. We got a brand new album that's just hit the streets, B.B. King's Blues Summit 100. Joe, everyone's excited about seeing you here in Pittsburgh. Tell us about what our listeners can expect to see when you come to the Benedum on March 7th.
Well, we have our solo band, obviously, it's just a compilation of all the records I've done over the last, 40 years. We're going to play a couple of, we'll play a couple of BB tracks, maybe. We'll get to them. And, our album Breakthrough was just nominated for a Grammy. So we're doing stuff off of that.
And that hit number one, am I correct, 29 straight number ones?
I've had 29 number one albums on the Billboard Blues charts, and that's the most in the history of the chart.
That's pretty amazing, Joe.
Considering we're talking about B.B. King, but, that's again, there's only one B.B. King. But let me close with giving you a couple of my favorite B.B. King tracks. Now, obviously, B.B. King's version of Every Day, I Have the Blues, unbelievable. That's just, and Aloe Black did a D.K. Harrell on the record did a great version of that. So Excited, featuring Aloe Black. It's one of my favorite tracks on the record. To Know You Is to Love You, featuring Michael McDonald, Susan Tedeschi, and Derek Trucks. I think that's a superstar. There's a lot of really great performances, Jimmy Hall and Larry Carlton on Sweet 16. I mean, those are pinch me moments. So, but, hey, listen, I did it for BB. It's a labor of love. And I really do appreciate, the family giving me their blessings to do this, because, again, nobody was going to do anything. And 100, turning 100 is too important not to acknowledge in some.
Well, Joe, we appreciate you being on the show tonight. Come on back to Quartz in Session. We're going to join you.
I'll interview you, man. I got a lot of questions about what you do for a living. I'm intrigued by that life.
Well, we're going to see you March 7th at the Benedum. The new album, B.B. King's Blues Summit 100. We're going to play a couple tracks from that right now. Joe, have a great night, and we're looking forward to talking again.
Thank you, sir. Good talking to you.
supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So don't they hear you? You can do it if you try.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
DJ Firefly, and if you're ready for something else, tune into my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Wishing everyone a happy Valentine's Day with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Course in session on WRCT 88.3 FM.
back to 1984 with the band Prism. Jealousy from their Armageddon album went platinum in Canada. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. What a fun night. A lot of fun stuff going on, including movie tickets I'm about to give away. But let's give a big salute to Joe Bonamassa joining us tonight. And March 7th at the Benedum. Going to be a great show. So let's get to it. I promised in the first hour of the show that I was giving away tickets to the new Paul McCartney documentary. I'm going to do that right now. And in about 15 minutes, I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to the new Elvis documentary. This is for Paul McCartney, Man on the Run, new documentary chronicling Paul McCartney and Wings' 1970s ascension. Released in the cinemas for only one day, Thursday, February 19th. What happens when you wake up in the morning after leaving the most important rock band of all time? Well, Paul McCartney, Man on the Run, the intimate new feature documentary by Oscar, Emmy, and Grammy Award-winning director Morgan Neville explores Paul McCartney's creative rebirth after the Beatles' breakup. Boy, that sounds cool. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take the fifth caller here at WRCT, 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT wins a pair of tickets to Paul McCartney, Man on the Run. And I'll tell you what, why don't we start getting into some Valentine's Day songs? Same phone number, give me a call. Got a bunch of requests we're going to get to. Keep it right here on WRCT, 88.3 FM.
Things